Welcome, everybody, to The Correct Opinion, the official podcast for the Movie Blog. This week's show, we have with us Jim.
What's up?
And we have Ryan.
Hello.
Fresh off of screening The Hunger Games this week. I know that we usually have a little banter, a little bit of small talk, but The Hunger Games, I think we need to speed right into that. Ryan, you saw this movie already. I'm so jealous.
I did, and I'll just, before I go into an opinion that everyone is probably going to bash me for, just keep in mind that this is part one. It's not the full film, it's just part one. But I felt it to be a little bit of a disappointment. Actually, you know what? I won't even say a little bit. It was a huge disappointment.
No! No!
And I think... I didn't read the books personally, but I asked one of the screening reps what she thought of it, and it's the first time I heard a screening rep say that she was struggling to keep her eyes open throughout.
Please don't say names. We need to keep friends.
Oh, I won't. But it was just the thing was, it was so dialogue driven, but it was redundant dialogue.
Oh no!
Like the first 15 minutes, you get the concept. Like oh, the districts are all in trouble, and oh, we need to save PETA. Got that the first 15 minutes. No need to reiterate your point.
Yeah.
So, and this is the other thing. For everyone that's seen the trailer, that's what you get for action.
That's the whole movie?
That is all of the action throughout the movie. That's the extent of it. Yeah.
No. So
it is very dialogue-driven, trying to build relationships that just kind of seem to just fizzle out. So, I'll say that, yeah, this one just... I'm hoping for better for part two.
Oh man, you know, initially I was not into this Hunger Games franchise. I caught the first one on Netflix, immediately got hooked. My girlfriend was looking at me really strangely because I was really getting to the idea of these children killing other children. She was like, "You're a sick guy," you know. But
so
it sucked me in. And then I saw the second one, and it was on I think it was on Stars, and I was hooked, and me and all my coworkers wound up talking about it around the water cooler. So I was really stoked to see this one. We have a date to see it this weekend. I'm really disappointed to hear that you didn't enjoy the film. I definitely value your opinion.
Fun thing, though, because I actually look forward to bad Hunger Games films, because then I get to come up with a really fun pun. Like I could say, I was left starving for catching fire. It just fizzled out. I mean, I love those, so. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun review.
All right. Well, let's see what that review turns out to be when you get that up for us this weekend.
And everyone bashes me.
I know. Lionsgate, please don't hate us. I know we're friends now. After that, there was some other news that really caught my attention this week. One of the major things was a rumor circulating the internet regarding the next X-Men film, Age of Apocalypse. Now, the rumor right now is that Lauren Shuler Donner and Bryan Singer are considering bringing Chloe Moretz in to be a young Jean Grey.
Hit girl.
Among other few girls.
I mean, just bring the whole cast of Kick-Ass. Why not?
Well, I did read a little bit about this, as you guys did as well, but there's a... I found out that it's between her and Elle Fanning, Dakota Fanning's sister, right now. So, they both had sit-downs with Bryan Singer. I think the other one was Haley Atfield from True Grit.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to be between Elle Fanning and Chloe Moretz. What do you guys think of that?
Chloe Moretz, I'm really in. I like the idea. I mean, bring Kick-Ass and Hit-Girl, make them X-Men. I love it. I don't know enough about Ellie Fanning to comment.
Did you see Maleficent?
No, I did not see Mila. Okay. It's one of those movies that I have on my radar. You know, it's one of those things that I'm going to watch, sit down with my son on Netflix. But it's not one of those movies that I ran out or wanted to run out to see in theaters. You know how I am.
You know, I remember when Chloe Moretz first really hit the screen with 500 Days of Summer. She had a great performance. I loved her. And then she came with Kick-Ass, loved her there. I absolutely loved her and Let Me In. But she just seems to be falling into like a trend of not really finding her adulthood. She's like a great child actor, but she hasn't found that role where I can really see her as an adult yet.
Well, she's not an adult, so.
Well, yeah, she's not, but.
She's like 17. I can't even look at her that way.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like any of these three girls at all. I think they're too. I mean, yeah, Chloe tried to, you know, do a little bit of a adult role in Equalizer. I just, first of all these girls, like, I don't know how old they are. Hopefully they're, you know, they're probably going to be 18 or whatnot, but they're not very attractive, you know? Just on a general
chauvinist.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, you need Jean Grey to be kind of hot. And these are just like, first of all, they're kind of young. They're very, like, fresh-faced, meaning, like, they're very young-looking also.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't bode well for a character who... Jean Grey is a sexy character. She is portraying one of the sexier X-Men characters. And these are just basically, like, almost kids. It just feels weird, and the whole vibe. I know they're going for, like, a younger type of Scott Summers and Jean Grey, but it just doesn't work. I mean... A few people who I would have liked, I mean, I know I'm going a little bit older in age, but Felicity Jones would have been a good casting. My favorite British chick that I keep on talking about, Gemma, you know, that's been, you know, that was in Prince of Persia.
Yeah.
I love her. I think she and maybe like a Felicity Jones even, they'd be better off in a role. They're still young. They're still in their late 20s or so, but they have more sex appeal. They look more to part. And these are basically kids, you know, and they just look like kids and they're not very attractive. I just don't like it all around.
Well, I think that's where they're going. Don't look at these teenagers.
I think that's where they're going, though. I think they're going for, because if you look at, I think X-Men Apocalypse is supposed to pick up after, probably directly after Days of Future Past and be in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
We have yet to be introduced to Cyclops or Jean Grey, so I'm pretty sure that they're going to be they're supposed to be teens at this point.
Right.
So I'm thinking that it's going to fit. Now, I think I'm going to have to disagree with you, Jim. I think that Elle Fanning she's an up-and-comer right now. She's got the momentum.
Mm-hmm.
Chloe Moretz, I think she's got the acting chops. It's just I think she's had a few poor choices in films as of late. I do agree that she didn't fit that well in The Equalizer. I didn't really see her as a prostitute.
Right.
Right. And then Haley, I mean, same thing. They all are very similar in a way to each other. Just in some way, like they're like the young kind of. I just think about kids and Disney when I think of them. For some reason, even though they've done like more serious roles and stuff, it just fit that Disney mold to me, and I just don't like that.
They have nice, wholesome looks.
I heard they're picking Ariana Grande as Psylocke.
Are they?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's, okay, you got me.
Come on, man. And what about Scott Summers? There's a few guys, too, that they're pegging for Scott Summers, all kind of unknowns also.
I like the idea. You know, I think Bryan Singer has a good eye for talent. He did pretty well when casting the X-Men films originally. He had a hand in casting First Class. I really trust this guy. I may not see it right now, but I'm going to give him a chance.
And we do know that Bryan's... Never mind.
Yeah, I know where you're heading with that.
Moving on. I found out that there's going to be a Rocky spinoff. I think Sylvester Stallone tweeted about it, and he made up with Bruce Willis. Let's not talk about that. But he did talk about an Apollo Creed spinoff from the Rocky franchise, in which Apollo Creed Jr. is now fighting and has Rocky as a mentor.
You know what? I think we're done with Rocky films.
I don't know how, but this guy is finding a way to try to continue to drive interest into these characters from the 80s.
I mean, maybe if Fast and the Furious keeps going, he just thinks that he can keep Rocky films going. I don't know.
You know, if it works, I'll give it a shot. I mean, I'm going to admit, I don't have a, you know, that same response. I don't have that, oh, I got to run out to this theater and see this. But I'm always a fan of great filmmaking, so I'm And I like Sylvester Stallone's latest films. They really seem to resonate with me. I'm looking forward to Reach Me. I'm looking forward to him to continue the Expendables franchise. I'm hoping that this is going to be another one of the feathers in his cap.
Is there any word if Carl Weathers will be coming back for Apollo? Or I was thinking
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
So Michael B. Jordan is rumored for the role, or I think confirmed for the role. It's really based off of what Sylvester Stallone puts on his Twitter, so it's hard to tell from that, for me anyway. But he did mention Michael B. Jordan, who is another one of these emerging young talents. I really think he's got a really bright career ahead of him. This could be one of those movies that he takes and puts on his shoulders and claims as his own. I'm hoping that it might actually work out for him.
Why does Michael B. Jordan remind me of Nick Cannon for some reason? I know the looks resemble, but I just think Nick Cannon every time you say Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan is a much better actor than Nick Cannon ever
was. Cannon can't act, first of all, but yeah, he certainly is. He, you know, but I just don't know.
I think it's that wholesome look, you know.
Yeah, probably.
You know, he started out on television. He moved on to films. It's that wholesome, familiar face, you know.
Yeah, I can see that.
In addition to the Rocky spinoff, we actually had some of the first images premiere for the Will Ferrell, Kevin Hart film, Get Hard. Now, the title makes me laugh.
In the comedy duo alone, I mean, you have Kevin Hart, who is totally...